We're up to the Gemara, Daf Samach Vav, Omid Beis, two lines from the top. Omar Rav Yosef, the Gemara previously just said as follows. If you have a goy, you have a yidin live in the chotzer, and a goy lives there, but he's not there for Shabbos, so then the yidin can make the Erev, there's no problem. The problem is the goy shows up on Shabbos. When the goy shows up on Shabbos, he's mevatel the Erev. The goy's here. You have to be soicha. Now the question is, could you be soicha on Shabbos? And now the Gemara came out, you're allowed to be soicha mekayim on Shabbos. Because schiras is kibitul l'shus. Just like you're allowed to be mevatel l'shus on Shabbos, that means a siluk, you remove yourself. So too, you're allowed to make a schiras on Shabbos. That doesn't mean you actually pay him money on Shabbos, because that's mekcha memkar. As a matter of fact, Tosfos says, Samach Vav Amar Aleph, he says, it's not doima to mekcha memkar, because the whole purpose is to be matir the tiltil. He says, this is a matona that's coming to be matir the tiltil, which a person can actually bring la halacha if a person is allowed to give a matona on Shabbos. From here we see that a matona is not so poshut that it's called a ma'aseh kinyan. We usually, by mitzvah bach, give a matona, you say don't be koina, but the question is matona called mekcha memkar not? It's even more than that, because Tosfos says it's in order to do the mitzvah of lahate tiltil, to allow tiltil to take place on Shabbos. This is why some bring down, I think the Chag Yanka brings down, that if let's say on Erev Pesach Shchalis B'Shabbos, person forgot to sell his chometz, he's allowed to do this on Shabbos too, because it's not real mekcha memkar. It's in order to be matir, just like we say, to be matir tiltil, so here we're doing it to be matir, that it shouldn't be an is of chometz all over Pesach. The main thing is that you soicher from the guy that shows up on Shabbos, but now the Erev is bottled, the Gemara said. So the Erev is bottled. So the fellow Yidden that live there, 10 Yidden live in the Chotzer, they have to, 9 of them, be mevatel their reshus to one of them, because the Erev is gone. Once the guy showed up, the Erev is bottled. So yes, you're soicha mekayma from the guy, but the Erev is bottled. So now you have to be mevatel reshus to one another, and at least one person can take out from things from his bias to the Chotzer. That was the Gemara, Samach Vav Amar Aleph.
Now,
you go to him, you tell him, I want to be soicha mekayma, and he agrees. I'll pay you after Shabbos, after the money itself I'll give you afterwards. Now, the Gemara says over here that Shmuel, the Gemara before said that Shmuel said a statement, this whole din of being mevatel is not so poshut. Who said you're allowed to be mevatel in such a case? The Gemara brought a memory that said that there were three memories. One of them was, kamakim she oisrin ma'arvin mevatlin, ma'arvin vein oisrin, oisrin, ma'arvin vein oisrin, or oisrin vein ma'arvin ein mevatlin. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya that third memory means that kamakim she which means you have two chatzeris that asa one another. There's two chatzeris between one another. They asa one another because there's because we're talking about two chatzeris that are near each other. And actually, no. Here we're talking about the third case was that oisrin, meaning that the goy showed up on Shabbos. That's what Gemara wanted to zet sign. The goy showed up on Shabbos. And ein ma'arvin, you can't make an erev on Shabbos. And it says ein mevatlin, so bitl doesn't help. That was Shmuel's memory that bitl doesn't help. Now the Gemara says as follows: you're telling me that Shmuel says that bitl doesn't help in such an instance. This instance that we just described, the goy shows up on Shabbos, so now the erev is bottle. They ask one another, and ein ma'arvin because I can't make an erev on Shabbos, ein mevatlin. Yes, you can be soichem coming from the goy, but the yidin cannot be mevatel to one another in such an instance. Zok the Gemara, two lines from the top, Samach Vav Amar Beis. Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Lo yishmir li hoshmaitza. I did not hear of the shmaitza of Shmuel that says that two chatzeres zulifni mizu, that one could be mevatel to the other one. Meaning, Zok Rashi, there were three members we had in Omer Aleph that Shmuel said. The first member was, when you have two chatzeres zulif nimizu, so since there's a drisus regal from the primi to the chitzoyna, they ask one another, so they can be ma'arev, and they can be mevatel one to another, if they forgot to be ma'arev. So we see the din of bittel helps clearly from chitzoyna to, from primi to chitzoyna. Then there were two other memories. One was ma'arvin vein oisrin ein mevatlin, that's talking about a Pesach b'neim, and oisrin vein ma'arvin ein mevatlin is talking about the case where the goy shows up. But upon him, the first statement he says clearly they could be mevatel. On that, Rav Yosef says, "Omer Rav Yosef lo yishmir li hoshmaitza." I never heard this memory bichlal. They can mivat one to another. Omale Abaya, at Amrit Nialon, Rav Yosef, Rashi says, became ill, and he had Alzheimer's. He was cholo. V'shochach Talmudoi. V'komat kele Abaya Talmidoi. Abaya reminded him. What do you mean? You taught us this statement. Omale Abaya, at Amrit Nialon. V'aro Amrit Nialon. And you said it in the following case. V'at V'aho Amrit Nialon. The Omer Shmuel. You said in the name of Shmuel as follows. Ein bitul reshus michotze lechotze. There's no bitul reshus for two chatzeres. That means, when were they misakin bitul reshus? When you have one chotzer, you have 10 Jews, 10 inhabitants living there. One person forgot to be part of the Erev, so he can be mevatel reshus. On Shabbos, he forgot to be Erev, can't be part of it. So he can be mevatel reshus in order not to hinder and stop the other people from carrying. So that's when they were misakin bitul. But they weren't misakin bitul when you have two chatzeres. Who says you have to be partners? Who says, because the door between two chatzeres, carry from your chotzer, from your bias to your chotzer. Chotzer A. What does chotzer A have to be connected to chotzer B? Who said, for that they weren't misakin the dimbitl. The Omer Shmuel, ein bitl reshus b'chotzer l'chotzer, the ein bitl reshus b'churva. And likewise, when you have a house on one side of a desolate structure, and a house on another side of a desolate structure, who said these two homes have to be connected through a churva? There's no bitl reshus by a churva. They weren't misakrit for this. Zog Rashi in Dibba Maschel, ein bitl reshus b'churva, the last three lines, the lo shogu rabbonu bitl reshus ela b'chotzer shelefnei abayis. Da akilu b'rabbonu davi ikat hashmishtai osom. That's ikat hashmishtai. When were they misakrit bitl reshus? For the ikat hashmishtai. Your home, your courtyard. Who says it has to be to a neighboring courtyard, to a neighboring home with a churva in between? That's an ikat hashmishtai. Meaning, and you said about this, you, Rav Yosef, said about this member of Shmuel. When did Shmuel say there's no bitter reshus from one chotzer to another chotzer? That's talking about two chatzeres and a door in between them. So since there's a door in between them, they were misakin bitl from one chotzer to another chotzer. Why? Because that's not ikat hashmishtoi. Tashmish is your chotzer, not to the chotzer next to you, even though there's a door in between them.
They have their own chotzer.
They have their own chotzer. Door in between it means I can get out from my chotzer to the shusram to the right, and you from your chotzer can get out to the shusram to the left, and it happens to be there's a door between us. We were misakin for that bittel. However, there's a different case. When the inner one cannot go out to the shusram unless he walks through the outer chotzer. So that's his tashmish, he has to go through there. Since they ask one another, so because they ask one another, because regel amuteres b'mkoyma, oiseres shalom b'mkoyma, even if the pnimis make their own erev, it's muteres b'mkoyma, it's oiseres shalom b'mkoyma, we go through you, so we ask her, so mevatlin, so you could be mevatlin one to another. So you yourself explain, Shmuel's memra, that ein mevatlin is only by two chatzeres with a pesach in between, where they each can have their own access to the shus rabim, to the mobi, without going through one another. But if it's zulif nimizu, then they were misakin that you could be mevatl, just like you could be mevatl in the shus when you have 10 inhabitants in one chotzer. Omalei, so he told him back, Amina mishmei de Shmuel hachi. Did I say this in the name of Shmuel? How could it be that they were misakin bittel for two different chatzeres? I hold that bittel is only when it's one chotzer, nichat hashmishtei, when it's the ikat hashmishtei, I mean, not when it's two chatzeres. And you know where I'm basing this on? I'm basing this on a different statement of Shmuel. Why? Va'omar Shmuel ein lanu be'erivin ela koloshen mishnasenu. When it comes to Erevin, you follow the Lashon of the Mishnah. Now, our Mishnah says, and Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, Anshei Chotzer, singular term. It doesn't say Anshei Chatzeres. It says Anshei Chotzer, people that live in one Chotzer, that Shochach Echmem, one of them forgot to be part of the Erev. So we see, he could be Mevato. So what does it say? It says, talking about one Chotzer. It doesn't say Anshei Chatzeres. I go with Erevin, but Lashon of Mishnah. Well, Lashon of Mishnah is Anshei Chotzer. So if that's the case, it doesn't make a difference if it's two chatzeres zu lefnimizu. You differentiate between two chatzeres lefnimizu, yes. Pesach b'neim, not It says in the Mishnah, Anche Chotzer. Don't say Anche Chatzeres. So it means Dafka, only one Chotzer. Now, this is not Zog the Gemara. That was Shmuel's memory. Shmuel just said, Ein lona be'erim anel klosh Mishnah seinu. And now the Gemara finishes, and the Gemara is Medayek. Rav Yosef is Medayek. This is Shmuel's memory. Shmuel says, you go with the Lashon Mishnah. Zog Rav Yosef, Anche Chotzer, the Mishnah and Daf Samach Tes on Beis, Veloy Anche Chatzeres. So we see clearly that Shmuel's Memra is only talking about one Chotzer you can be Vatel, but not two Chatzeres, even though Zulif Nimizu. Omalei, Ki Amrit Lon, Ein Lon Be'erven, Ela Kloshe Mishnah Seinu. When Shmuel said a Memra of Ein Lon Be'erven, you go, you follow the Loshna Mishnah, Aho Amrit Alon, he said it on something totally different. Don't be medayik from the Mishnah Samach Tes, which says Anche Chotzer, singular term, that it means only Anche Chotzer and not Chatzeres, even Zulu Fnimizu. No. When Shmuel said, you followed Loshna Mishnah, it's going on something else differently. What's it going on? It's going on the following Mishnah. Sha'amovi lechatzeres kechotzer lebatim. A movi is to chatzeres like a chotzer is to batim. The Mishnah lady says in Ayin Gimel that a movi to chatzeres. Chatzeres is Loshen Rabim. That means a Movi has to have, it's only mutter with the Lechi and Kaira until there's Batim and Chatzeres Pesuchim L'Soichai. Two Chatzeres and two Batim for every Chatzer. Because since it says Movi L'Chatzeres, a Movi has to have two Chatzeres, K'Chotzer L'Batim. That means every Chatzer has to have two Batim. So that's where he's Medayik in the Mishnah, Ein lono be'erim and elikolosh mishnah seinu, that you follow the losh of the mishnah, and chatzeres means minimal two, and batim means minimal two batim tevi chotzer. That's where his medayik ein lono k'mishnah seinu, but not the mishnah on daf samach tes where it says anche chotzer sheshokach. It just means the people of a chotzer. Yes, it could also mean pinim yisachitzoyna. That's also called anche chotzer sheshokach, where there's a din of bittul. Zog the gemara, Omar Shmuel. Gufa. So that was the side of Shmuel. Shmuel says that Ein Lon Kavisha Sein is talking about Chatzeres means Dafka, two Chatzeres to a Movi and two Batim Tevi Chotzer. But Ein Chanami, the Sugi of Chotzer Sheshokach, the Mishnah Samach Tes, could be talking about Pnimi and Chitzoyna also, that to a Misakim Bittel. Yes, the Ikka Tashmish is Ein Chanami in your own singular Chotzer with 10 inhabitants. But to a Misakim it also by Pnimi and Chitzoyna because they ask one another. So Mel is a din of Bittel, but two Chatzeres stand with the door in between. Over there, they weren't Misakan Bittel because that's not Yekat Tashmish. You go, you to the right, you go to the left. We're not connected one to another. So Mechtesa be Mavata one to another. Or Churva. Who says you have to have two Batim with the Churva in between to make them one happy family? No, there's no Bittel over there. Zog the Gemara Gufa, Omar Shmuel. Ein Bittel Lashus Michotze Lachotze, Vein Bittel Lashus Bechurva. Shmuel's memory was, there is no Bittel Lashus from one chotzer to another chotzer, and there is no bitter shus in a churva. And we explained that means chotzer to chotzer means a chotzer that can go out to the right, and a chotzer, the other chotzer can go out to the left. They don't necessarily have a door, a primis and a chitzoyna, just a door in between them. But it doesn't mean they don't have access to the movi on their own. So that's a bitter shus with chotzer to chotzer, and likewise a churva. A churva between two batim, there is no bitter shus. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Rabbi Yechon argues on Shmuel. Yesh bitter reshus bichotzer lechotzer, v'yesh bitter reshus bechurva. He argues on both dinim that side is a bitter reshus chotzer lechotzer, and side is a bitter reshus if a churva between two homes. Zog the Gemara u'tzricha. You have to have this machloikas, Rabbi Yechonan and Shmuel, by both memris. Side that there's a bitter reshus from chotzer, and side is a bitter reshus between churvas. Why? Diash minim bichotzer lechotzer. If we just say the machloikas Rabbi Yechonan and Shmuel by chotzer lechotzer, I would say behokom Shmuel. I would say over here Shmuel argues and he says there is no bittul. You know why? Mishum dehotash mishal chud, votash mishal chud. Each one can go out their own direction to go to the mavui. Like we said, there's just a door in between them. We're not talking about primis and chitzoyna. We're talking about ein bittul shus mechotzel chotzer, according to Shmuel means. Not primis and chitzoyna, where you can't get, you don't have access unless you go through the chitzoyna. But just where there's a door in between them, the right can go out to the right to the mavui and the left can go out to the left. So over there he says that there's no bittul shus. Because hot tashmish lechud, hot tashmish lechud. Aval churva, the tashmish lechadal tavayu. But a churva, which is one tashmish for both of them, both homes, between them, there's a desolate churva. So it's one tashmish for both of them. They both want to use the churva for whatever they store there. It's like a garage. They store their stuff in there. So it's a tashmish for both of them. So maybe over here Shmuel would agree that there is a din of bittul, because Chachomer Misakin bittul over here, because it's tashmish for both of them. That is in bittul. And if we'd only say the case that the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish is by churva, I would say over here Rabbi Yochanan says there's a din of bittul, because after all they both want to utilize the churva for tashmish chad l'tavayu. But in the case where you have two chatzeres, maybe he agrees to Shmuel that there is no bittul, because mechatez and the two chatzeres have to both utilize and be connected. They each have access to the movi, one to the right, one to the left. So maybe over here he agrees to Shmuel. Tzricha, that Rabbi Yochanan argues in both cases that there is a bittul reshus, and Shmuel in both cases holds there is no bittul reshus. Zog the Gemara Omer Abaya. Hod Omer Shmuel ein bittul reshus michotze lechotze. Like we said, when Shmuel said there's no bitter shus between one chotzer and another chotzer, that's talking about two chatzeres with a doorway in between them, where they don't necessarily have to go through one another, like we said. But if two chatzeres, the pnimi and the chitzoyna, and the only way for the pnimi to go out is going through the chitzoyna, since they ask one another, because we said regel muteres b'mkoymai, or seresh lo b'mkoymai, mevatlin, Shmuel agrees, you could be mevatl, reshus to one another, because this is the ikatashmish. I have to go through here. So there was a din of bittul, just like the mesakin bittul in your own chotzer between 10 inhabitants, the mesakin bittul reshus, pnimi to the chitzoyna, because since they ask one another, the rova omano, afilu shtei chatzere zulu pnimi zu. This is the point of content. Even two chatzeres, one within another, it's not always clear-cut that the mevatlim reshus to one another. And the Gemara is going to make the following cheshbon, that it's not always when pnimis and chitzoyna that the mevatlim want to another. Zok the Gemara as follows, ketzad. What's this hechatimtza that we say that even the pnimis and the chitzoyna, where there's a drisus regal from the pnimis to chitzoyna, not always does bittul help me chotzer lechotzer? As follows, it only helps in one specific case. The Gemara is going to go through three different cases, or three that the first case is really like two, four cases, where it's not going to help. Only by one specific case, it's going to help the bittul. Ketzad, the first case is as follows. Nosne ruven b'chitzoyno, the heir of the box of matzah was placed in the chitzoyne dik reshus, v'shochach echod, bein min ha'pnimis, uvein min ha'chitzoyno. So now there's two echatimtzes. Either the person in the inside forgot to be part of the Erev, or the person in the outside forgot to be part of the Erev, where the box of matzah is located. But in both cases, bittul would not help. And the cheshbon is very simple. The Gemara is going to make the cheshbon. If the person in the inside forgot, so he can't be mevatel to the people in the inside, because what is that going to help? The Erev, the pas itself, the box of matzah in the chitzoyna. To be mevatel to the people in the pnimis is not going to do the job, because the Erev is in the chitzoyna. You have to mevatel to the place where the Erev is. Elam, are you going to mevatel to the place in the chitzoyna? That doesn't help either. It doesn't help bittul michotzer lechotzer. So that's if the person in the pnimis forgot and the Erev is in the chitzoyna. And likewise, if the Erev is in the chitzoyna and the person in the chitzoyna forgot, it doesn't help either bittul. Why? It doesn't help bittul for the people in the chitzoyna itself, because they bay pnimius have a drisus regal and they ask on them. So mele, it doesn't help bittul for the chitzoyna alone, even though the erev is there and I forgot, because the mice of the drisus regal of the pnimiases. Elamai, I'm going to be mevatel to the pnimius, a mevatel michotze lechotze. So in the first case of shochach echom bay min apnimius bay min chitzoyna v'lo erev shtei nasuris, bittul doesn't help. Second case, nos derum beprimis, if let's say the Erev was placed in the inside, v'shochach echem in aprimis v'lo irev, and one of the people in the inside forgot to be ma'arev, and he wasn't part of the Erev, and the Erev was placed in the inside, again, shtein asuris. The reason why it doesn't help the bittul for the primis, the atzma, for themselves, because the chitzoyna asses, after all, they're part of the Erev. And to mevata to the chitzoyna, doesn't help either. So that's the second case where he says that it won't help a din bittul, even though you have a primis and a chitzoyna. Neither when it was shochach the primis and the erev is in the chitzoyna, or shochach chitzoyna and the erev is in the chitzoyna, or shochach primis and the erev is in the primis. It doesn't help to mevata to the pnei chitzoyna, because ema amin chotzer lechotzer, and doesn't help to mevata to your own people in your chotzer, because at the end of the day the chitzoyna asses. What's the third case? Zog the Gemara, shochach echot min chitzoyna, if the chitzoyna forgot, v'loi irev, and he wasn't part of the erev, and the Erev is located in the Pnimius. So in such an Echatimsa, Pnimius Muteras Vichitzoina Asura. Over here, we can force the Chitzoina to be Mavata to the Pnimi, because the Pnimi can say, don't walk in here, and then Enechanami, the Chitzoina will be Osa, and the Pnimius is Muta. And this is the Echatimsa where we're saying, where Rava says that helps the din of Bittel. Bittel from the Chitzoina to the Pnimius helps only in this Echatimsa, where the Chitzoina forgot, and he wasn't Ma'arev, and the pass is in the Pnimius. So then the Pnimius is Mutter because he can force him to be Mevatel to him, but Chitzoinu remains Osir. And now the Gemara is going to explain this Memra. The first case was Nostehun b'chitzoina. The Erev is located in the Chitzoina. V'shochach echot beimin in Pnimius beim b'chitzoina. And either the one in the inside forgot and the pass in the outside, or the one in the outside forgot and the pass in the outside. V'lo Erev shtei naisugis. The reason why they both also is Dr. Gemara, Hyper Pnimis Laman Nevatel. Who should the Mr. Pnimis be Mevatel to? Levatel Bnei Pnimis, in the case where the Erev is in outside. So if one of the Pnimis was one of the Shochach, and if he's Mevatel to the Bnei Chotz in the Pnimis, Leisei Leruvi Gabayu, his Bittel is not going to help, because the Bittel to the Bnei Pnimis is not going to do the job. The Erev is in the Chitzoina. Levatel Bnei Chitzoina, Elamai, the person in the Pnimis that forgot, should be Mevatel to the Bnei Chitzoina. It doesn't help bitter shus from one chotzer to another. So Mela, it's not going to work in such a case to be mevatel. Elamai, you're going to tell me that we're talking about that the pas in the chitzoina and the chitzoina was shochach. So how about chitzoina leman mevatel? Who should he be mevatel to? Levatel lebnei chitzoina. Ein chami he can be mevatel to the people where the erev is, where he's located himself, which is not mechotzer lechotzer. Be mevatel the chitzoina that forgot to be mevatel to the erev in the chitzoina. So Ike Pnimis de Oscar Le, the people from the Pnimis walk through it, so they answer on him. So Mele, it's not going to help to be Mevatel to the Bnei Chitzoina, because after all, the Bnei Pnimis answer because of the Jewish regal. Regal Mutels Bimkoima, or Sel Shlom Mikoima. Elamai Levatel Bnei Pnimis, the Chitzoina who forgot where the Erev is located, should be Mevatel to the Bnei Pnimis. So that's why this case, the first case, where either the Shochach was the Pnimis and the Pas in the Chitzoina, or the Shochach was the Chitzoina and the Pas in the Chitzoina, Bittel is not going to work. Bittel is not going to work, Michotzer Lechotzer, and Bittel is not going to work if the other Chotzer has a Jewish regal. Now the Gemara explains the second case. Nos Nehruven bePnimis, if the Eiv was placed in the inside, the Shochach Echmina Pnimis, and one of the people in the Pnimis forgot, Velo Irev, Stay in Asurois. Still, Bittel is not going to help. Why is Bittel not going to help? Hi, by Pnimis Lamanavatli. Who should Mr. Pnimis that forgot be Mavatl to? After all, Livatel Libnei Pnimis, if he's Mavatl to the people in the inside themselves, Ike Chitzoina da Asrale. Lemaisi have a Chitzoina that asks on them. After all, the Erev is in the Pnimis. And the Chitzoina are part of the Erev. Now, you can't tell the Chitzoina, don't come in here, because Pnimis messed up. If the mess up would have been the Shochach and the Bnei Chitzoina, that would be the next case. Then you can tell him, stay away. But if you messed up, if Pnimis messed up, he can't tell the Bnei Chitzoina, you can't ask me. No, Chitzoina asks on you. Because Lamaise, they're part of the Erev, and Mr. Pnimis messed up. So Mele, Bittel won't help over here. You can't be Mevatel to yourself, the Bnei Chitzoina asks. Let the person from the inside be mavata to Bnei Chitzoina. That shouldn't help either. Why? Bitter Rishus never helps Michotze L'chotze. So once the Pnimius is Osa, so because it doesn't help Bittel, so what then the Chitzoina is going to remain Osa? That's what it means. Shnei Masurin. So it ends up being the Chitzoina is Osa because the Pnimius has a Drisi regal on him, and the Chitzoina is Osa also because at the end of the day, the Erev is not by him. The Erev is in the Pnimi. And the Pnimi was Shochach. So Mele ain't bitter shoes, Michotze Lechotze, and it won't work. Zok the Gemara Daf Samach Zayin Omer Aleph. What's the case where it does work? There's one case where Bittel Rishus would work. That's the case where the Chitzoina was Shochach, and the Pas in the Pnimi is. Zok the Gemara, Shochach Echom in the Chitzoina Velo Yirev. The outer guy forgot. Vadai Pnimis Muteres. Here the Pnimis remains Muter. Why? Da Chade Dosho Mishtamsho. The Pnimius can close up his door and say no entrance to the inside. You don't have to be mishtamish in my chotzer. And over here, I could stop him because who is the one that messed up? Chitzoina messed up. It's not that the Pnimius messed up and was shochach, we can't close the door on you. No, here the Chitzoina messed up. So I tell you, don't come over here. I can force you to mevatel your rishus to me. Here the chitzoyin is mabat reshus to pnimis. This is the only echatim to Rabbi says that b'tshtei chatzer zulu pnimizu that bittel works michotzer lechotzer. In a case where the chitzoyin forgot and the pas in the pnimis can close up the door and tell the chitzoyin be mevatel to me, and that's the only case that it bittel would work. Zog the gemara. Chitzoyin asura. Chitzoyin is taka mistalik from the ishtatves over here. And the pnimis is mutter because the pnimis can force the chitzoyin to mevatel reshus to him. That's the chetimtzah that Rabbi says that bittel reshus would work by two chatzer zul pnimizu. On that the Gemara says, omele rav hune breide rav ishu l'rove. This that Rabbi's statement is saying that the only way bittel works is in this chetimtzah where the chitzoyin was shochach and the pas in the pnimis, so the pnimis can tell the chitzoyin, I'm closing up the door and you're the one who was shochach. But not in the case where the pnimis was shochach and the pas in the pnimis. Over there, he can't close up the door to him. Avdem frek the gemara, omele ravune breide rav yishu le rove, v'chi shochach echem in the pnimis, even if the pnimis forgot, v'lo yirev, amai shein asuz, why should they both be osa? After all, let him be mevatel to the pnimis. Levatel, hai bar pnimis, lebnei pnimis. Let the pnimis, the pas in the pnimis, and the shochach was in the pnimis. So let pnimis be mevatel to the pnimis. And oy bazoi, and now let the chitzoyna be mutter with the primius, even though the primius was not mevata to the chitzoyna. It's enough that it's mevata to the primius. That should be sufficient. Why should not that not allow the bittel to take place? On that the Gemara says that's only dependent on one sheet. Command, that's like Rabbi Eliezer, the Omar. Ain't zoch levata reshus lechol echad ve'echod. It's enough if the primius is mevatel only to the bnei primius. But I'm going with the shita rabbonon. Rava says kika amrinon le rabbonon that I'm saying according to the rabbonon shita that say the amri tzorch levatel cholechot ve'echod and the since the pnimis cannot mevatel to chitzoyin because em mevatel michotzer lechotzer so memela this is not an etzer by the case of shochach pnimis and the pas in the pnimis to just be mevatel to pnimis you have to mevatel to chitzoyin also and you can be mevatel michotzer lechotzer the only echatimtzah where bittel would work is where the shochach was on the chitzoyin where he's the one that messed up so then the pnimis can tell the chitzoyin stay out of here the pas in the pnimis and I'm forcing you to mevatel your reshus to me that's the only echatimtzah of mevatel michotzer lechotzer. We'll stop over here by the two dots, Samach Zayin, Omer Aleph, a few lines from the top.